This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Let's continue with the visions of John. Here's Dr. Davis.
I don't know about you, but this is exciting, given all the things that we have seen in Revelation up to this point, that we see the vindication of the Lamb and we see the encouragement that is offered to the church as well as to the 144,000 that are preserved through the tribulation. This shows the faithfulness of God to the church as well as to those that are in the tribulation. The best way for us to prepare for such a scene, this is to praise God by living a committed Christian life. That is how we prepare for the judgment seat of Christ and our life in eternity. Again, we are still in the prelude. We're still in the pause before the bowl judgments, which happen in chapter 16. So we're going to finish chapter 14 and move on to verses 6 through 20. But if you remember, I said earlier that chapter 14 has five visions that John records. They are not necessarily in chronological order. They are a series of announcements by angels of dramatic events which are about to take place during the tribulation. We have angels appearing in verses 6, 8, 9, 15, 17, and 18 of chapter 14. Each of these angels announce a coming event in prophetic history that will affect the lives of the people of God who are on earth during the tribulation days. Again, we covered the 144,000 in verses 1 through 5, but let's begin with the next vision in verses 6 through 7. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the springs of the water." There are key words in these verses. The key words in verse 6 are everlasting gospel, and in verse 7, "from God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the springs of water." The main message is this angel is to fear God and to worship Him. The emphasis of God as the creator of heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of water. Really, it mentions nothing of the blood of Christ, forgiveness, or repentance. Dr. Henry Morris calls out our attention to this fact. It says, if Christ is not the creator, He can hardly be the savior or the coming king. And this is interesting, as this has a different vantage point than how we minister in the gospel today. The men of the last days, which those that are living in the last days that need to be converted or that need to be saved, they must be called back to believe in a true creation and therefore a real creator, God, before they can be constrained to come to Him as a savior. When you talk to the intellectuals of modern day, evolution is the predominant belief, undercutting the evidence of God. But verse 6 is the only place in scripture where the gospel is called the everlasting gospel. This is the original gospel from God. The original gospel is to worship and fear God. Let's move on to the next vision, and the next vision is in verse 8, Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. And another angel followed, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication."
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.